for us to be bickering and squabbling. Listen, I can't get past this. I got news for you. Something big's coming. What is it, preacher? What is it? I'll let you know when I do. But you know what it's going to require? It's going to require us being 100% together. We thought it was huge when we moved here. I don't know what's coming next, but it's big. This was bigger than anything I could ever imagine. I don't know if the city will ever let us add anything on this property. We can't pick up parking. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. Maybe we'll run Walmart off and take that. I don't know what we're doing. I like that, having buildings that you didn't build. Amen. Cities that you... Amen. Just move in something somebody else did labor on. Amen. I don't know what we're doing. But I know something big's coming. And God sent a spirit of revival in this place to prepare us for something. There will be a reconciliation of the saints. Look at verse number 2. There'll be a brand new respect for the Scripture. The Bible said in Ezra, the priest brought the law, talking about the Word of God, before the congregation, all them that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the week of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday. I'd say no matter how you look at it, that's 4 hours. Before the men and the women and those that could understand and the ears of all the people were, watch this, attentive unto the book of the law. I wonder what people would do if I came in here on Sunday morning, opened the Bible at Genesis 1:1 and just started reading and read till about 2:30. Bible said they were attentive. You see, it was kind of like it was over there in India, brother. Everybody didn't have it. We got one in every motel room, every hospital room. You can't go far in America without finding the Bible. We probably got multiples in our house. I got a cabinet full of King James Bibles. So it ain't nothing to us when somebody reads the Bible. But boy, when revival comes, there'll be a brand new respect for that book right there. And when somebody opens it to read to us from it and to teach to us from it or to preach to us from it, I believe there'll be a new hunger in our heart. You remember when you first got saved? And you wasn't sitting there hoping the preacher would hush. You wasn't sitting there thinking about where you was going to eat. You wasn't sitting there thinking about you going to miss American Idol. You wasn't sitting there thinking about you was going to miss Sunday night football. You was like, preach, preacher, preach. Feed me, I need it. What happened? Did you get full? You full, all right. I remember going on visitation as a young preacher and going to somebody's house, and I walked in and I couldn't help but smell it. They had fried pork chops, biscuits and gravy. That's my all-time favorite meal, in case you ever wanted to know. Fried pork chops, biscuits and gravy, mashed potatoes with lumps in them. I'm talking about real tater. I ain't talking about that wicked, straight out of the booger man's house, instant junk. I don't even know what, them ain't taters. I don't know what they are. Amen, I'm talking about taters with lumps in it. With that much butter floating on top. And they had a fresh nanner pudding with that meringue on top of it. Hot out of the oven. They said, preacher, won't you stay and eat? Well, I shouldn't. Hurry up and get that plate. I ate till I couldn't move. I got home, my little wife, I opened the door and I couldn't help but smell it. She'd been cooking the whole time I've been gone. Pork chop. biscuit and gravy, taters with lumps in them, butter floating that deep. I walked in the door and she said, "Baby, I know you're starving. I made your favorite meal." You know how hard it is to eat when you're full already? Here, we get this excuse. "Well, we're hunting another church. We're just not being fed over there." You have to feed a baby. You have to feed babies. Grown-ups, all you got to do is lay it out there. "Come and get it." We do our best to lay it out there week after week after week. Sunday school, Bible classes, preaching time. Hey, we do our best. Maybe it ain't enough for you, but we do our best to preach this book right here. I think a lot of times it's not that we're not getting fed, we're already full. We come in full of Facebook, Fox News. I wish some of y'all knew as much what was going on in this book as you did Hannity. I wish you knew as much about what's going on in this book as you did old O'Reilly. These women knows more of the storyline of a soap opera than they do the storyline of the life of Joseph. I'm talking about revival comes. There'll be a renewed respect for this book right here. There's just still something about this Bible, Brother Freddie. It does something for me. Old Brother Mark started preaching. I've read about Elijah praying fire down out of heaven. I've preached I don't know how many messages. He started pulling stuff out of there Monday night. I'm going, "I don't know where you got that, but you stole it. I know him. I know him." Amen. There was some stuff in there, boy. I didn't think I'd ever get anything else out of that story. Woo, was I wrong? I told him, I said, "Man, you preach stuff wasn't even in the Bible." Amen. Man, I love it. I love when somebody opens that book. Don't get that attitude, "Well, I've read it from cover to cover. I've studied the Bible all my life. Not many going to teach me anything." You crippled too high for crutches. I can get one of these boys up here. Lord said he'd use the simple to confound the wise. I said boys, and Corey raised his hand. It's pitiful, ain't it, sister? We'll pray God make a man out of him. He starts changing them diapers. That'll do it. Amen. 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. You'll forget about G.I. Joe then, buddy. Amen. I couldn't help it, Corey. You asked for it. Amen. There'll be a renewed respect for the Word of God, for the Scripture. There'll be a reconciliation of the saints if we've had revival. Verse number 6. Look at it. I got to hurry. Y'all said it. I didn't. The Bible said in verse number 6, "And Ezra," watch this, "blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, amen, amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground." I said, if we have revival, there'll be reconciliation of the saints. You'll get right with each other. There'll be a renewed respect for the Scripture. Now watch this. There'll be a brand new reverence for the Savior. Ezra, bless the Lord. Ezra, the priest, the pastor, if you will. He got up and began to bless the name of the Lord. And you know what the people said? Amen! Amen! We start bragging on God, and some of you. Get to talking about golf, deer hunting, or NASCAR will get your attention.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me, you get some men around, how little they talk about the Lord and how much they talk about everything else.
Yeah.
We have revival, we'll start talking about the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. He'll be on our mind. He'll be on our mind when we wake up. He'll be on our mind when we go to bed.
Amen.
He'll be on our mind all the time. Jesus, Jesus, on my mind. Is He on your mind? I don't see how you could sit through what we've sat through for 2 weeks and not have God on your mind. There ought to be a new reverence for the Savior. I'm talking about a reverence, a respect for God. Amen. We start preaching about God, you ought to cut your cell phone off. I ain't done it yet. I'm fixing to call that sound company, whatever you want to call it, where they got all that equipment. I'm going to see why we're getting if they got a cell phone jammer. I ain't kidding. I beg you to cut it off. You won't do it. God's trying to talk and you're sitting there texting. You know what that is? It's disrespect. It's not disrespect for me, it's disrespect for God. This is where God meets with us. This is where God deals with us. I asked this question a while back. Taylor, are you still in public school? You done graduated. That's what I thought. Old woman. Who's in public school? Who's in public school? Raise your hand. You still in public school? You got a cell phone? They let you use it in class. Why come? They try and teach you something. What will they do? They take it away from you? Ha ha, like that. You don't get mad when the government does it. Y'all okay? What are you hiding back there? Carrie have her phone out again? I knew it. You know you lying. Look at that red face. I see it. I ought to have him stand up and testify about it right there. Y'all listening to me? Are we okay? I'm talking about respect. I'm talking about respect. We ought to teach our children to respect the Word of God. Down here. We ought to teach our children to respect our Savior. It ought to be, hey. They're talking about Jesus. They're singing about Jesus. They're singing about the one who gave us everything we have. They're singing about the one, and they're preaching about the one that kept us out of hell. They're preaching about the one that kept our family together. Hey, let's give Him our attention. Revival will give us a new respect and a reverence for our Savior.
Amen.
Listen, if we had the right kind of reverence for the Lord, there wouldn't be a whole lot of trash in this floor when we get done. Are y'all okay? I'm not against babies eating crackers in church. But you get 20. Eat when you get home. Drink when you get home. Hey, did we have revival? God, give us a new reverence for our Savior. Lord, please put that in our heart. Are you listening? See, you think you're disrespecting the preacher. You're not. You're disrespecting the Lord. Ezra began to bless the Lord. You know what they said? All the people said, amen, amen. You know what amen means? That's right. You're exactly right. I agree. Are you listening? That's like saying pin four. Yes, sir. Yeah. Booyah. I'm just trying to give you some of our words. It'd work for amen. I wouldn't care if you said booyah. It wouldn't bother me one bit. Be better than what you ain't saying.
That's right.
Amen. Did you have revival? Man, I did. My phone's laying right up yonder. I normally don't bring it in here. I did by mistake tonight. It can ring all it wants back yonder in my office. Amen. It can wait. It can wait. Boy, he began to bless the Lord. You know what we did this morning? We come in here, we begin to bless the Lord. We begin to praise and worship him. I could tell the Lord stirred in some of your hearts. I could tell revival's come because I could see the difference in you. I've seen some of you lifting your hands and praising God. That's what they did. I've seen some of you lifting your hands and praising God that ain't done it in a long time. I've seen some of you that ain't never. But I've also seen some of you who used to. And I don't know what it's going to take. 30 people being saved in 2 weeks, 33. Amen. And that don't move you?
Amen.
Well, look at it this way. Will a funeral home? I'm telling you, it scares me. Because I know how you used to be. We want revival. We want revival. We want, do we? Man, I'm hungering for it. I got a taste of it and I want more. Amen. Like the first taco I ever ate. My granny Faye and granddad Jim lived in Decatur, Georgia in some apartments. I'd been out playing and I come in and granny said, I'm going to fix you some tacos. I said, what's that? I don't like them. I ain't never heard of it. I don't like it. Can I get a witness? She said, oh, trust me, you'll like it. Oh, no, I know I don't like them. She said, what do they look like? I said, I don't know, but I don't like them. She put a taco on my plate. I ate a dozen. I thought they was like donuts. Amen. Just, amen. I love revival. I love it when God begins to move, and I want more of it. I want more of it. Whew, I got to hurry. I'm almost done. If we have revival, there will be a reconciliation with the saints. There'll be a new respect for the Scriptures. There will be a reverence for the Savior. Now watch this. I believe there'll be a renunciation of our sin. I believe when revival comes, people get right. If we say we had a great revival meeting and nobody got right with God, we didn't have revival. Well, we had a great revival. 8 people got saved. Hallelujah, that's wonderful. I'm not making light of that, but that is not revival. That might be a fruit of revival. Revival is where the people of God get right with God. Amen. There's been several times in my life God has forced me to get right. Y'all know what I mean? God has put me in a position to where I fell on my face and said, oh God, oh God, oh God. Let me tell you how much sweeter it is when you do that voluntarily. Just because you're sorry for your sin. We want to paint it up, cover it up, dress it up, call it this, call it that. And it's still just sin. The Bible said that sin might appear exceeding sinful. Sin's something nobody talks about in America no more. But revival will deal with sin every single time. Can I say it again? Revival, real revival, if you want revival, it's not going to deal with their sin. It's going to deal with your sin. It's going to deal with my sin. Before I could enjoy revival, you know what I'd do? I'd get right with God. Oh, preacher, how dare you say that? I ain't no different than you. I had to get some things right in my heart. I've been here 23 years. You think it ain't easy to get in a rut? Boy, watch it get quiet. When's the last time you dealt with your sin? Instead of just excusing it away. We could go all the way back to point number one, reconciliation. We ain't right with each other. We ain't right with God. Amen. Oh, we ain't shouting now, are we? Listen, man, if you sit there and say you have no sin, you're a liar, the Bible said. Every one of us deal with sin in some way, shape, or form. I know what mine is. How about you? I put my finger on it. I can make you a list. You say, go ahead. Show me yours. Are y'all okay? Let me ask you something. During the last 2 weeks, through New Manna, our revival meeting here last week, somewhere in all that, did God deal with your heart? Did God say, hey, I'm not talking about y'all that got saved. Thank God you got in. I'm not talking about y'all that were confused and just got settled. Hallelujah. I'm talking about you that know you're saved. Hey! Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you get this out, if you get this out of the way, ain't no telling what he could do. Sin's easier just to let it, just ignore it. It don't go away. It gets bigger. Amen. Well, wouldn't it be something if we had a kind of revival where people got right? Not just with each other, but right with God. Started confessing their sin. Not to me. My collar's on straight. I have an office, not a closet. I'm not a priest. I'm talking about confessing their sins to God. Wow. Asking God to help them with this habit or that habit, this addiction and that addiction. Revival. Revival clean out, are you? Let's start with a whole new crop. Amen. I believe we have revival. There'll be a reconciliation with the saints. There'll be a respect for the scriptures. There'll be reverence for the Savior. There'll be a renunciation for sin. Now watch verse number 10 and I'm done. There'll be rejoicing in our service. There'll be rejoicing in our service. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet. Send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. They'll be rejoicing in our service. Some of you have this mindset, I don't have anything to rejoice about. You want me to get the youth choir back up here again? And sing, I'm not going to hell. I met the Savior, what a story I'll tell. Woo! I'm saved and forgiven. All is well. I can't remember how it goes. Thank God, I ain't going to hell. Regardless, man, it doesn't matter what's going on. I've got something to rejoice about. Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Brother Long, thank you. Thank you for coming. I'm glad God sent you our way. I'm glad to be a part of what y'all are doing. Amen. How much longer are you going to be here, brother? June 13th. They're leaving, headed to Thailand. Is that right? Amen. Amen. Brother Samuel, don't forget. Hook up with them. Amen. All right. Brother Todd, you still in here? I tell you what, dude, Brother Todd, just play. God dealing with your heart, why don't you come? Maybe the Lord spoke to you during the services this week, but you didn't speak to Him. Maybe the Lord dealt with you about something and you pushed it aside. Be a good time to go ahead and deal with it tonight. Ask God to help you. Hey man, we can't beat sin by ourselves. I'm glad He said He's already overcome the world. What we struggle with, He's already defeated. Amen. We come ask God to help us tonight. Won't you mind the Lord? Get right with somebody. You got a problem with somebody? Go to them tonight. Hug their neck. Tell them you love them. Hey man, we're going to have to spend forever in heaven together. We might as well enjoy our company while here. Mind God tonight, please. Just mind the Lord. Don't be no rush. Don't be no hurry. Just mind the Lord tonight.
Man, it's been good. Church, listen to me. We're fixing to dismiss. Don't take this for granted. Some people grow up their entire lives and are never part of services like we are. They never see it. I'm not talking about people in charismatic churches or different denominations. I'm talking about Baptist churches, Brother Freddie. They don't see this. They don't see lives changed, people saved on a weekly basis. And the Lord lets us do that. Man, we'll be thankful. We get to do this week in and week out. Man, what a blessing. I need three ladies that'll see my mom. Mom, where'd you go? Wave your hand. See my mom after church. Sister Kendra Moore, they're inducing her labor in the morning. They'll be having their baby tomorrow. And I don't know when they'll come home exactly, but Mother needs three ladies that'll do food and take supper for the Moors three nights this week whenever they come home. They live somewhere between here and Carrollton. Is it about halfway, Brother Freddie? Yep, it's about 20 minutes, about halfway between here and Carrollton. Need three ladies that'll help out and take supper to the Moore family, okay? So see Mother after church and let her know. Brother Charles, Bible Institute tomorrow night. Don't forget about that, okay? Amen, Jess. Amen. Amen.
I remember in basketball a couple years ago. And I've never been to church like this. I've been to church where we'd go once, maybe a year, and I see it. We do take it for granted every day.
Amen.
And I'm truly blessed.
Praise the Lord, brother.
I'm truly blessed. I would never know if you'd asked me Monday night. I would have told you my wife to say it.
Yeah, me too, brother. Amen. That's right. Amen. Yeah.
Mm.
My.
What a sad thing, but it's good to know that she knows, and it's a good thing that I know.
Yeah.
It's a great thing that this youth and this church is going where they're going. And I'm super excited. I pray daily. Not one time, but I pray every day, a lot, every day for this church and our pastor and this youth and what the Lord has in store. And I'm super excited to see what He has in store for us.
Me too. Amen.
You want to be a blessing to your kids, show up.
Yeah.
If your kid plays baseball, you're going to go watch him, ain't you?
Amen, brother. Yeah. Yeah, preach. That's good. Yeah, go with them. Woo, I like it. That's good, Jeff.
I know how school was whenever I was in school. I can't even imagine right now.
Yeah. Nope.
Pray for your kids.
Amen. I want to tell Miss April I appreciate her. She started all that Tuesday night. She come up here and whispered in my ear, and Jesse's in the choir looking like, what is going on? He didn't have a clue, man. He I could see it in his face. And then she come up here and sat on the platform with me, and Jesse's like, oh, man. Listen, she said, Brother Eddie, I think I need to tell it. Had she not told it? It might have been several others that Tuesday night that wouldn't have realized, hey, I ain't really got what I think I got. And listen to me, we ain't about recapping people. Brother Mark made that clear. But every now and then, we need to have our feet put to the fire. Amen. It'd do every one of you good to check up. Amen. Be sure, man. Be sure. That's one thing you can know. You can know. You can't get saved over and over and over again, but you can get some backslides you don't feel like it. Amen. Well, what a blessing. Whew. Man, it's been good. Pray for you, preacher. I'll be traveling tomorrow. I'll be going to, Albertville, Alabama. Brother Aaron Hewlin, one of our boys, took a church over there and preached for him last year, not long after he took the church. Be preaching there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And here's my prayer. I want to help the church, but pray I can be an encouragement to Brother Aaron. He's got the whole day scheduled out Tuesday for me and him to spend the day together. And just pray the Lord to give me wisdom and the words that he needs to hear to be able to help him. If you ain't got a preacher, you ain't got church. Amen. So we want to be able to encourage a man of God. You pray the Lord would use us in a great way. And pray for Brother Chris. Brother Chris will be preaching if Tanya will let him. If he has to get permission, everything he does. So anyway. Look at him turn red. Amen. Brother Chris will be preaching on Wednesday night. He gave me $20, so it better be good. Amen. You pray for Brother Chris. I'm kidding. Lord put him on my heart. He'll be preaching here on Wednesday night. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Show up and go with the kids. I told Aaron, I said, I may have to slip out of there Tuesday afternoon. And he said, what's going on? I said, well, there's something real important happening in Rockmart. Ooh, I don't want to miss that service, man. That's going to be good. Levi will be preaching. And kids, y'all go fired up. Listen, I told the men in the prayer room, and I'm going to let you go. I promise. I told the men in the prayer room, the majority of Levi's church is over 70 years old. They are excited about this youth meeting. He had people in their 80s coming to him. What can we do? What can we do? They're wanting to get involved, man. They're excited, man. It's been a long time since they've seen some young people stirred up, man. And God didn't stir us up just for us. God stirred us up to be a blessing and a help somewhere else. Amen. So show up Tuesday night like Brother Jesse said. Stay. You go to that ball field and cheer them on when they knock a ball off a stick. Show up and cheer them on while they sing in that choir. Amen. All right. Let's bow our heads all over the house. Whew. Boy, it's been good. I'm going to ask my little brother, John, you pray.